The struggle to figure out a way to pay for road and bridge repairs is not just a Michigan story. It's happening on the federal level as well. The Obama administration has sent a six-year, $478 billion highway bill to Congress, where it faces a dubious reception. Detroit Free Press Washington reporter Todd Spangler is here now. Todd, what's in this so-called Grow America Act?
Well, like you said, it's $478 billion over 6 years. Largest portion of that would be to re-up the Highway Transportation Fund, which the states count on for all kinds of highway and bridge projects. Michigan gets about $1 billion a year from that. This would increase that to, you know, 1.25.
And that's important. We need to talk about the fact that the clock is really ticking on this fund.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, what's going to happen with this is this proposal from the administration is unlikely to go anywhere, but the fund itself will lose its authorization at the end of May. That doesn't mean the money will necessarily run out. They expect the money to last until September or October, something like that. And probably at that point, we're looking at yet another short-term extension, of which there's been several over the years.
Yeah. We understand state transportation officials are actually preparing for a construction shutdown should that money run dry. So there's certainly a lot of need for the dollars in that trust fund.
No doubt. They would have to shut down if they weren't getting their federal match. There's not enough state money to really make the difference. Prop 1, of course, could help that if the state referendum were to pass. But, you know, in this case, states across the country rely heavily on the money that they get from the Highway Trust Fund. And that's why, realistically speaking, it's not going to shut down. At the very least, Congress will pass another short-term fix. But whether or not that actually lets states move ahead with larger projects and plan in the out years is a real problem.
And I'm curious how the Obama administration would propose to pay for this Grow America Act. Where is this $478 billion going to come from?
Yeah, a large portion of that would come from repatriating profits that corporations have parked overseas. I think there's a 14% tax proposal to bring that in, sort of a tax holiday. You pay a lower price than you would on repatriating this money. Honestly, there's a lot of problems with that in Congress. It's probably not going to go anywhere.
I was going to say, how is that being received by, you know, the Republican folks on Capitol Hill talking about repatriating all that money and getting that money out of corporations?
No, that's right. And it's not just Republicans. I mean, there's actually some across-the-board problems with that. There are concerns that tax holidays like that end up costing the country more than if that money was brought back in some more permanent kind of fashion. There's also concerns that, you know, you do that one time, and then after 6 years, you're looking at how are we going to pay for the next one, that maybe it's time to look at some more permanent fix for how you're going to fund these road and bridge funds.
And there are voices pushing for an increase in the gas tax, but that's probably not really something you want to look at as a long-term fix because vehicles are getting more fuel efficient.
That's right. And it's not just the fuel efficiency. That clearly is hurting the chances of something like that or of how that fund is spread around. But even more so, it's still a tax increase, and getting a tax increase passed in Washington is just very, very difficult to do politically.
And I know the administration has sent the Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox out stumping, and his quote in Detroit was, "We don't have Democratic or Republican potholes." So what would you say? What are the chances of this bill getting by? And if not, then what?
The chances of this bill as written are very poor. The chances of most of the things that are being talked about on the Hill getting done by the time the money actually runs out, September, October, also not particularly good. We have maybe 5 weeks left of Congress before the actual authorization goes in May. There's zero chance of really something getting done by then, except maybe a short-term fix. Really, what you're looking at is this is going to get wrapped up in larger conversations about tax reform, or, you know, at some point in the out months, maybe there's some group that comes together talking about, you know, are there bonds that we could do? Are there other means of financing this, a carbon tax? Again, to anything with tax on it's probably dead in the water. This is just a very hard nut for Congress to crack, or they would have cracked it already. So ultimately, this is going to take sort of a larger effort, and right now where it's going to go, it's hard to see.
It's very much, it's almost like hearing the two conversations in Lansing and in Washington about road funding, almost hearing it in stereo.
Yes, it's just a very, very difficult nut to crack because no one wants to pay higher taxes. People, as you've seen the polls, people just reject the idea of paying more for these roads, even though they hate the state of the roads. policymakers need to come up with new ideas about how they're going to get this done.
And I guess everybody listening is probably wondering, what are the chances of that happening? I mean, need to, but will it happen is probably another story.
That's right. Well, and it may end up being a question of priorities. You know, we ended up with sequestration in the federal government. We're not really living with sequestration right at this moment because policymakers said, well, we're going to move some money around here, and we're going to do this and that. It's looming for the next year. Again, Congress and the administration are probably not going to live under the exact numbers that sequestration put down because both sides find it unreasonable. You're going to end up with something like that with the Highway Trust Fund eventually, where they figure out a way that's not too much pain, not exactly what either side wants, but something that both sides can live with in order to keep projects being funded.
Keeping an eye on the $478 billion federal highway bill in Washington, Detroit Free Press Washington reporter Todd Spangler. As always, thanks so much, Todd.
Thanks for having me.